pacing. Activity pacing has two parts: conserving energy for activities you value,
setting graduated activity quotas to help you to increase your ability to do activities, tolerance, and reduce the impact of fatigue. Current best research indicates that both overactivity and avoidance of activity are associated with poorer outcomes.
Break it down. Using a paced approach gives you a way to break everyday activities and exercise into smaller bits.
Doing little bits often. Finding the middle road between not overdoing and not underdoing.
Alternate cognitive thinking activities with physical activities. Alternate complex or more stressful tasks with more routine or simple tasks. This provides opportunities to rest within more realistic time frames to complete the task.
Use a checklist if needed.
Pacing is important in fatigue management because it helps you to stay active, doing the things you care about and want or need to do, feel more in control of your life while avoid putting yourself out of action for a few days. Gradually increase your activity. Pacing uses a time-contingent approach to activity. This means activity that is based on a measurement, such as an amount of time, a distance, or number of repetitions. This measure gives you a target and a limit for the activity. For example, 15 minutes of walking or 10 minutes on your computer or phone. It gives you a base from which to build activity tolerance, which is important to allow you to do everyday tasks. Be aware of your limits and be prepared to gradually build on them.
Every step up, physically, cognitively, and emotionally, needs time for your body to readjust. So you may feel quite fatigued the first time, but better the next time. These step ups are also necessary to reach your best outcome.